is happening across the world.
Leave them to me.
An alien computer.
Alien? Like Superman.
So, what can you do?
People, welcome to Spoiling at the Movies. Welcome to Spoiling at the Movies. I'm your spoiler, the most phenomenal one.
I am that degenerate host, Cody.
And I'm Wayne. This movie's a fuck it straight away. Right off the fucking bat. Fuck.
All right, cool. Fuck. We're done?
Fuck.
All right, well, I guess you're out here, Dan. All right, that was short for you. Cool.
Fuck this fucking film. Seriously. You guys have spoken about it.
I don't even want to talk about this shit.
You guys warned me about it, but oh my god.
We warned the world, Wayne. We just didn't warn you. We warned the world. People like this shit, though. We were the only two that hated it when it came out.
If this is their plan, Cody, you need to let us know now, because holy shit, DC, fucking hell. If this is what you're promoting with the freaking whole Batman vs. Superman, this is this world you're creating with it, I'm not interested in the fucking slide.
Well, that was the thing, too, because I remember this came out after Man of Steel, and I was like, God, I hope they don't use this as a fucking blueprint to make that goddamn Justice League movie. I was like, this shit is fucking terrible. I was like, because the Supermans in here and Man of Steel, they're very similar, but one's more of a dumbass. Especially with his infamous line, "You're strong."
I like you.
I like you. What? Or how about that scene where Shazam caught the Wonder Woman, and then Superman just floats down and stares at us? It's like, okay, what the fuck? Maybe Shazam some pussy. A dude that can go toe to toe with Superman, he's just some fucking pussy or whatever, shit like that.
Ah, boy.
Shazam was just an idiot that just kept liking a beating. They didn't. Every character in this was fucked. Seriously.
Oh, it made no sense how Shazam became Shazam, because that kid is a fucking sleazy dirtbag or whatever. And he's just like, how the fuck did he become a hero again?
Stealing football jerseys. And that's a hero there, right for you people. Fucking thief.
And then, like, the characters are like two different people, too, when he transforms. It's just like, I never would have suspected this game. Like, the fact that when they show him at the beginning of the movie, it's like, when I first watched it, I didn't know where they were going with this kid. I didn't even know that was Shazam. I was just like, who the fuck is this kid? Well, why is this so? Then when he transformed, that shit came out of nowhere. I was just like, so he's Shazam? What the fuck?
Well, look, I don't know anything about Shazam's character, and after this, I don't fucking care to know anything about it. But yeah, I had no idea. I just thought it was some random kid. I thought, oh, this might be Dick Grayson or some shit. But no.
Or Jason Todd at the moment.
Jason, that would have been more interesting than some fucking Shazam. My God. Do you think she likes me? It's like trying to chat up Wonder Woman while the world's being fucking destroyed. Oh, God.
Hey, it could be worse. It could be a glorified fanboy like Flash and shaking people's hands when the world
I forgot about that asshole.
One-dimensional son of a bitch, Flash. Wow.
Wow, is that Batman? Wow, I gotta say, it's an honor to meet you, sir. I've heard about the work you've done. You just said he wasn't real. He didn't even know if he was real.
Thank you.
That makes no sense.
This whole fucking film made no goddamn sense.
Cody, Wayne, I got a question for you, because I just asked Cody this and he didn't remember, but in that same scene too, Green Lantern says his name. He says, damn, calm down, Barry. You got something around you. How the fuck did he know that his name was Barry Allen?
It's like they're making out they had some kind of chemistry or some past, but they didn't fucking explain any of that shit.
Did you notice that in this fight scene, though, everyone was saying almost everyone's name and shit, like they knew each other? I was just like, y'all just met. How do y'all know each other's real names and shit like this now? All y'all just met. How are you calling him Hal Jordan and stuff like that? It's like, no. Y'all literally just met each other.
He saw it on his flight suit. Remember that.
Oh, and then not to mention, I thought this was stupid as fuck. Oh, okay. This technology we found, Green Lantern and Batman, it's alien. Huh, kind of like the alien in Metropolis. Let's go talk to him then.
Oh, yeah.
How fucking stupid and lazy a Batman was that?
I don't get that. He's saying, oh, it's alien technology. We need to talk to an alien. Like, hang on. You literally are talking to a guy who deals with many fucking forms of alien.
That made no fucking sense. He came as an alien as a fucking babe, first of all. Second of all, dude has the ring that has no more knowledge than fucking Superman himself. Where? Why the fuck would he know more than Green Lantern?
Thank you. And the whole thing is the Green Lantern works with people naturally. The Green Lantern Corps have fucking thousands of different alien species that obviously the knowledge of the ring would all fucking possess those knowledge doesn't know shit about this fucking device, but yes, yeah, some fucking ignorant dickhead from Krypton does.
Okay, that makes perfect fucking sense. I was like, wow. I was like, Batman ain't even going to try to do research on this, is he?
Which, let's remember, Superman was raised in Smallville, on Earth. He has no knowledge outside of Krypton at all.
Let me give a plot synopsis to this. Seven dickheads come together and then they fight the...
Hey, Batman's cool. Leave him alone. Leave him alone.
He's fucking this film. He didn't do his fucking detective work at all on this shit.
He's not a dick, though.
You know what? That's the problem. Maybe he should have been a dick then. Think about it. Seven dickheads get together, like I was saying.
Six and Batman, goddamn.
Fuck Batman in this film. Seven dickheads come together.
And
shut up, goddamn it. Shit, he's a fucking dickhead. Shit, fuck Batman in this film,
yeah,
too.
If he's hanging out with a dickhead, that makes him an associate with a dickhead.
Oh,
so,
come on, man.
Fuck them all.
Come on.
Batman will not waste his time with this crew here. Seeing how reckless they were? Hell no. Batman wouldn't even waste his time a day with his crew. They're fucking reckless as shit in this movie. God, I ain't gonna fuck about people in this goddamn movie. Even at the ending, it's just human beings miraculously just come back to Earth and shit. Like, I was like, what the fuck? What kind of shit is that? But seven dickheads get together to fight something that they call Apocalypse, which I call Bane, and then they stop him, and then the Earth is saved. The end. There you go. That's plot synopsis.
Pretty much is, people.
Yeah, there you go. Right
That's not going the short, detailed version of the story. That is the story.
Straight to the point. I like
it. Yeah, it's straight to the fucking point. Seven motherfuckers get together and invasion happens, a fucking pair of demons from Apocalypse, and they get together to fight these motherfuckers. Their plan is to take out his eyes and they win. There you go. If you want a more detailed version, there you go. People are like, damn.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Hear nothing different. I thought this is one of the worst DC, and not even worst DC. This is one of the worst superhero films I've ever fucking saw.
Yeah. Oh god. Yeah. Oh god.
Yeah.
Man of Steel is terrible. I fucking can't stand that movie. But this movie managed to fuck up more than one character. I was like, this movie fucked up so many characters left and right. I was like, why? I didn't think that's possible. I mean, you could at least get a few of them right or whatever, but no, they're all fucked up.
Yeah, as I said, they literally nailed not one character. Green Lantern was a fucking moron that they had this ring of fucking power to, who you wouldn't trust looking after your fucking your neighbor's dog, yet they're going to trust him with the fucking power of the universe, literally. And then Shazam, fucking stupid little child stealing shit. Fucking hope.
Would you believe the Green Lantern was in the Air Force, though, or had any kind of military training at all?
Oh, God, no. Would you trust that nigga with a fucking goddamn airline fucking pilot flight? No. Fuck that shit. Seriously.
That didn't sound bad.
Jesus.
Nah, fuck that. They ruined Green Lantern. Green Lantern's been fucked up before, but my God, did they just fucking rape that guy? He was a fucking idiot. It pisses me off because you love the character. I think he's a great character with great power. And they never fucking get him right. Ever.
No. They got him right one time on Cartoon Network. But
I was going to say that one.
They canceled
that
shit.
Yeah, they canceled that shit like before they could even get a another season going for it. So that was the only time they fucking got it right. Is that TV show. Other than that, I've never seen him done justice outside of... I can say the Justice League series, but they didn't really do shit with him, to be honest. So I mean,
yeah, that Alex Johnson series don't count.
Yeah, so I don't really count that. Whenever he was like, "Oh, we got the best Green Lantern ever," it was in the Justice League. It's like they never did shit with him in that series. Let's be real, huh? I mean, he was good for being in the background. Yes, I'll give you that.
He was Black P1. He was progressive. That's why people cared about him.
Anyway, fuck what color he was. He could have been fucking blue. He could have been anything but here. But in here, he was just... I get it that Hal Jordan is arrogant, but this dude was an arrogant dickhead that ran his mouth too fucking much.
Oh, God, yeah.
Ran his fucking mouth every fucking chance again. It's like, nigga, you ain't proved a damn thing. And I say fuck Batman in this movie, too, because why the fuck would Batman put him in charge?
Hey, calm down.
Wayne, why would Batman put him in charge?
Hey, watch it.
Why?
Watch it, man.
Why?
I'm with P1 on this one, man. Batman.
Oh, come on.
Batman was as the closest he could have been to Batman, but my God, he made some dickhead decisions. He really did.
Especially compared to everybody else.
He made some stupid decisions. Why would he put Green Lantern in charge?
Well, I guess out of the rest of them. Jesus.
He had a cool ring, man. There you go.
Right he had a cool ring. Batman's been with him throughout the whole movie and seeing how, God, this dude don't listen. He's arrogant. He's brushed. Didn't have any planning or whatever. So why would Batman give him the mantle of leading them?
He had that ring, man. There you go.
Oh, my God.
He didn't have much, to pick him. He didn't have much to pick
ring, man. Yeah, this movie's a fucking... You know, anything with Batman's not is a fucking now. I gotta go ahead. That's a fucking... I fucking despise that. That should annoy the shot. I was like, Batman would not do half of the shit he's doing in this film.
Well, it's sad because he's definitely the closest to the character that they got. Because the other ones are fucking... But yeah, you're right. Why would he pick fucking Green Lantern to kind of be in charge? Why would he reveal his identity to him? When no one even knows who Bruce Wayne seems to be in this universe, which I find fucking stupid.
That's trust right there, man.
Not to mention Super. Shut up, Cody. Not to mention Superman already told his identity to Green Lantern when he said Bruce Wayne. Remember?
Yeah.
So why the fuck is Green Lantern acting like this is a shock to him already?
But how does he not know who he is? Bruce Wayne's a billionaire fucking playboy. I'm sorry, people outside of fucking Gotham would still know who the fuck he is.
Superman knew who he was.
Superman, idiot.
I don't know who that was. I'm sorry, that was not Superman. Let's break down all the characters here. Green Lantern, we just kind of went over him. He's kind of Cody. Did you like him? You liked him?
He had a cool ring, man. That shit was cool. He doing that shit with the ring, making the projectors and all that. That shit was cool. He was dumb as fuck, but he looked cool, man, doing his shit, dude. That was awesome.
Somebody cut his fucking mic off. Cut his fucking mic off right now as we talk. Cut goddamn mic off. I don't want to hear this. I don't want to hear this shit no more.
I just bashed his character. I just say he looked cool. That was it. He did cool shit.
But isn't his power? Isn't his power meant to be limited
cool
to
animated? That's why he looks cool.
Yeah, therefore it was cool, man. I can't take that away from the Goofy.
Superman looking like that goddamn retarded motherfucker from Man of Steel in this movie.
Oh, bitch. It wasn't the look, it was the way that fucking guy acted. His dialogue made him a big, dumb fucking brute. It's just... they fucked that guy. They fucked up Superman.
Hey, Wayne, this was the year of Superman when this came out.
You'd think. The last couple of years, what they've done with Superman, it is a joke. And you know what? You're so right. Because I rewatched The Man of Steel. His origin, that shit, and... fucking interesting. It is not.
No, it's not. I told you it's not. It's not as a fuck.
Fucking
I didn't say this, but that Brandon Routh Superman don't sound so fucking bad.
Thank you.
No,
he doesn't. No. This shit we've been seeing lately. It's my God, man.
It's the best thing they had. It's the best thing they've had of Superman for a while. And that's saying something, because that movie's fucking horrible.
I know, right? This Henry Cavill shit and this shit, they got a war. I was like, I'm not feeling any of this shit, man. That Brandon Routh shit don't sound so bad no more, huh?
Thank you. And you know what, when you say that to most people, are like, oh, that movie was shit. It's like, did you not see Man of Steel? Seriously? Fuck that.
Some people love that movie, you know? So
fucking Man of Steel, honestly. You wait till we talk about that. Fucking hell.
Well, I literally want war. First of all, hold on, shit. Fuck this it. Superman in here. If you have problems with Man of Steel Superman, you're gonna fucking be scratching your goddamn head with this Superman. You're gonna be like, wow, he's almost 20 times worse than he was in Man of Steel.
Oh, breaking shit, throwing people through buildings, literally trying to kill a human being who he knows is human.
Trying to kill Batman and Green Lantern, knowing that they're superheroes?
Yeah, and for just no reason. There was no explanation to it.
Why would he ask Batman, are you with them, the aliens?
And you know what?
Made no fucking sense at all. I was like, look at him, like, what?
And like, Cody, you're defending Batman, isn't it? I'm all for you. I love Batman as well. But this fucking ignorant moron is throwing little batarangs at an alien that he knows ain't going to do shit to.
Hey, he's Batman, dude.
He's a fucking, cockhead. Cockhead in this. Throwing little sticks at him.
I don't see a problem there.
Hey, Wayne, when you saw Batman and Superman fighting, did you think Batman had a chance at all?
Oh, seeing that, it just got me pumped for this week's film. It really has. I can't wait to see him fight now.
Batman doesn't have a chance at all.
I am hoping after seeing this shit so badly that Ben Affleck's Batman beats the fucking living shit out of Superman, because you, sir, fuck your character, he's a cunt. I hate Superman. I want that fucking teeth knocked out of your fucking pretty head.
I I told you this was going to bring anger to you. I told you, you're going to hate this movie so much that you might even give Dawn of Justice a pass.
You know what? And the sad part is, you are fucking 100% right with that.
Yeah, this movie is fucking awful.
Because I'm literally going to go into that movie now expecting this. And it can't be that bad. It just can't.
Nothing can be this bad. Nothing. Well, I hate to say that. I don't want to say that because that shit, we said that a couple of times here.
And didn't they do a sequel to this shit?
They are making a sequel to Justice League War Atlantis or whatever. So, I mean, there's a third one coming out. So
there's another one?
Yeah, so.
What?
Yeah, so.
The fuck?
Bruce Timm, come back, Bruce Timm.
Cody, that show got canceled like years ago, man. Come on. Fuck. Yeah, there's another one coming, guys.
Oh, fucking hell. See, I haven't even seen the other one, and I after seeing this, I don't really care to. I really don't.
Trust me. If you're thinking that the second one is going to redeem this one...
God, no.
No. Matter of fact, if you think Atlantis is going to make you like Aquaman anymore, no.
Why would I give a shit about a fish? I don't care about Aquaman. I don't care about any... It's amazing. I am more of a DC person than Marvel. But yes. When you're seeing what they're doing with, like, okay, we've talked about the last Civil War trailer, you know? I've been hyped. I've been wanting to see it, but that last trailer, fucking hell. They know how to hold their shit to the end and then fucking show you and get you pumped. DC, you are years behind, and you are fucked. DC, dumb cunts. That's what your fucking trademark stands for.
Well, in all fairness, too, Marvel does have Disney backing them up. Disney, without a doubt, is probably one of the best studios working in the whole industry. I mean, they've been in the game for fucking 70 years almost, whatever. I mean, they've had every blueprint thrown at them. They know what how to get people in theaters. I mean, look at Zootopia. It's already almost about to hit 700 million worldwide or whatever in its third week. Everybody's talking about, oh, look how much money Deadpool's making. Zootopia's about to make that in less than what Deadpool's made it. I mean, Disney is like, there's no challenging them. Anybody that goes against them is just like, I feel sorry for you. I really fucking do, because you don't even come close. Whereas in Warner Brothers is, which we just said a movie spoilers episode, they just throw money at shit. I mean, the Warner Brothers is so fucked right now. They are putting too much eggs in a basket on one thing, and they're trying all these different ideas that just aren't working. Whether it's, let's copy Marvel, let's do our thing, let's do this. But they never can find a perfect balance of getting in between of how they want to do things. Because
I think they rely on fuckwits to create it. I mean, Zack Snyder is not the man who should be in charge of this by any means.
Well, they did fire our good old man that does animation, and then this came out. So.
Thank you. That's the motherfucker you put in charge right now. And it's too late now, but Bruce Timms was the man who should have fucking been in control of the whole fucking thing. Easily.
I mean, he's been working with DC for God knows how long now. I mean, yeah, that just seems to be a make perfect sense. I'm telling you, him and Warner Brothers didn't get along. That's all I can think of.
Oh, God, yeah. I would love to sit down with that motherfucker and ask him, okay, why are Warner Brothers fucking idiots? You just say whatever you need to say. I'd love to just open up about him.
They kept him in a goddamn cave. He finally escaped and said, I'll never go back to that cave.
Well, if you look at these characters in this, they're all fucking idiots. If this is what Warner Brothers thinks that people and kids want to look up to as heroes, you guys got fucking issues.
Well, this is the story. This is how the characters are in the New 52 when it got introduced.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So, New 52.
So now you see why I stopped reading DC Comics after this year.
New 52.
Fucking characters are awful now. They fucked all the characters up when the New 52 came out.
Yeah, they made
all their female characters more whores than what they already were.
Yeah,
characters are just chauvinistic dickheads or whatever. So you just like, wow, you just took every trait that this character had. But what's the next? Superman, his line in this fucking movie, I kid you not, people, it blew my you're strong. And she said, I know. And I was like, what?
I love how Wonder Woman just falls for him so fucking instantly. She said, look at Superman with all his muscles and shit.
Yeah, because when she sees him on the video, she goes, oh, Kara, what a man. I was like, what the fuck?
Hey, wow. He painted such a great picture right now from Wonder Woman. Amazing.
I know.
Amazing.
I gotta say though, too, her costume was pretty badass. I don't know, I didn't mind her costume that much, or whatever.
Yeah, well, her trying to defend that shit.
Oh, but she looks like a whore.
Yeah, but when it got into that though, Cody, yeah, you're right. That's why I was like, all right, fuck this costume, because I like the long sleeve shit with the red, white, and blue on it. I was like, that looked kind of cool actually. But then when they started talking about it, I was like, all right, y'all, all right.
Yeah, they're trying to push all that empowerment shit. I was like, no, you're fucking Amazonian. That's why you get away with that shit. So I don't want to hear
about that. And then they kind of made her a dumbass too, because she's pulling her sword out of fucking everybody.
Oh, she's the worst. She's the worst character in this whole fucking thing.
They're trying to do that whole fish out of water shit like they did with fucking Thor and all that. I'm like, nah, don't work here. You gotta be clever writing to make that shit come out without.
If I'm not mistaken, when we did this the first time in review, I think Cody, before we got into one character, I think Cody said he hated Wonder Woman the most at first.
And yes, rightfully so.
Until we started talking about another character. And
we'll get into that later.
I got to say, I'm with you. I was kind of insulted by just everything they did with her in this film. Nothing of the screen warrior at all.
She was fucking... It didn't help that her voice actress, Michelle Monaghan, normally a pretty good actress on her own, she did a terrible fucking job. Holy fuck. I didn't even know it was her. That's why I was shocked when we were mentioning the voice cast. I was like, that was Michelle Monaghan?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god, she fucked this up.
Oh, and don't forget the end of the movie too, when she held Superman's hand and then her boyfriend in the backseat.
Steve Trevor.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what the hell was that?
That's who Chris Pine is going to be playing.
Yeah.
Bet you can't wait for that Wonder Woman movie now. No way.
Oh, seriously. Look, call me sexist and all this shit. I don't give a shit about Wonder Woman in the slightest. Her character is uninteresting. And... people want a strong female character. This bitch is not it. All right.
Thank you.
Fucking grabbing your sword, pulling on an ice cream vendor.
This movie.
Oh,
Cody Wayne. But you know what's worse than Wonder Woman? She's already a walker. But you know what's even worse is when you make her a love interest for Superman. Remember Cody had this talk a long time ago, or whatever stuff. And I told him I always liked when Wonder Woman did with Batman because I felt the two were just so different. You look her up with Superman, it's like, what stories does that shit create?
It's just the same fucking idiot. One's a female, one's a male, that's it.
Yeah, exactly. Just two fuckwits that are strong now. Okay, well, whatever. All right. I get it. I fucking get it. Well, one has a lot of money, comes from fucking pride and warriors and shit like that or whatever, and they both have, they can't be defeated pretty much and shit like that. Yeah, we get it. They're pretty much fucking invincible gods into the world and shit like that. We
very
fucking
attractive.
Get it.
Very attractive.
Nothing fucking important here. And then this movie just summed up every bit of problem I had with them two ever getting together. Especially with their first introduction. You strong. I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
I like you.
Oh my god. Oh god. Did they make him any more stupider?
It sounds like what the fucking booty warrior would fucking say to bloody, you know. I like you. I want you.
Superman's IQ in this fucking movie was so
I like your Tierra, girl. Your rope lasso.
It turns Superman fucking Darkseid into Bane for Batman and Robin.
Oh.
Let's get into Shazam now, the next character here. Shazam.
Fucking ass. Fuck him.
That came out of fucking nowhere with his character. I was like, okay, you mean tell me this kid, how the fuck did any of these people get their power? None of them looks worthy at all. Shit. Captain America be going through this movie, all throughout the movie going, language.
Yeah, language. Thank you. That was the one thing that actually shit me about this, with them swearing. And I don't give a shit about language and swearing, but it was just not needed. It was like, oh, let's be edgy and say shit. And like, fuck
DC
off.
DC wants to be edgy, Wayne, that's why.
DC is not edgy, in the slightest. You want edginess? Fucking turn on a Netflix right now and you'll fucking see edginess. Done right.
Oh, Daredevil.
I don't even need to name the fucking show, right?
I was gonna say.
We even need to say the word Daredevil. Fuck hell.
I said plenty. I told your brother, too. I said, you want to watch a better version of Batman?
Oh.
Turn on Netflix and watch Daredevil.
Oh, thank you, Netflix. Thank you.
That motherfucker's done more detective work than Batman's done in any of these fucking movies I've seen.
That motherfucker, it's just me watching it. That guy could have, the guy plays Batman, he could have been Batman. He could be fucking Batman.
I could see that.
Shit, he could have been Green Lantern. He looks like Hal Jordan to me, too.
Thank you. He could be fucking Wonder Woman at the moment, the way they're doing their fucking Seriously.
Why not?
Hey, you know what? People talking about Wonder Woman. How about Elektra? Elektra's a badass motherfucker. That's bad. Fuck Wonder Woman. You got your badass character, female character right there, Elektra. She's fucking badass. Oh.
Let's not turn this into the Daredevil show, please.
Speaking of that, I was telling P1 the other day, you know she was running up for Wonder Woman? That Elektra actor? Actress, rather?
No.
I swear to God.
Don't break my fucking heart.
She turned that shit down.
I swear to God.
Oh, thank God. She turned it down. Oh, thank God.
She turned that shit down for Daredevil.
Oh, smart woman. You are a smart bitch.
Yeah, she is smart. Wayne's like, I'm going to jerk off to her tonight now. Oh, yeah. I'm going to jerk off to her decision making.
And that's sad. You've turned down a multi-million dollar fucking big-ass film production for a Netflix show, which, I mean, people are like, oh, but Netflix, it's so much better. It's well done. And it's, I mean, I don't give a shit what fucking Dawn of Justice, how good it is. It ain't going to compare to what they just threw out there with fucking Daredevil Season 2. And Season 1, for that matter. And Jessica Jones. And fuck it, Luke Cage. Just go with that as well.
And fucking Moon Knight coming soon, probably. Oh. Hopefully I want to.
Yeah, we'll see.
And John, my boy, the Punisher. You make me proud.
No, but Shazam, man, I thought he was just waste. I didn't even know what the fuck was the point of him. I guess he was supposed to be what Flash is so supposed to be, the comedic tone of the movie.
Oh, God, that made him a fucking idiot.
Yeah, no way.
Honestly.
Flash, there's really not much to say about him except he's just some glorified fucking fanboy.
Yeah, he didn't do much.
That's pretty much it.
Flash just ran around, punched things really quickly, and then ran away.
How the fucking Flash punched Darkseid if Superman couldn't even land a blow on him?
Yeah, it didn't make sense. How did he punch anything, for that matter?
I tend to hate this matter, too, is when the comics did this, is whenever they made Superman faster than Flash. It's like, what's the point of having the Flash then?
Yeah. That's stupid. I hate when they do that.
I don't know if they did it in here, but they kind of try to make a nod of it when he's like, hope you can run fast. And he's like, that ain't going to be a problem for me. And then, like, Superman was almost beating him when they were running in that shit. I was like, I never got why you would have them on the same team. It's like, Superman doesn't need a team, man. He can do all of their powers in. So it's like, what's the fucking point?
Because he's a fucking dickhead.
What is the fucking point? That's like, if you gave Captain America an Iron Man armor and gave him the skills of Black Widow and Hawkeye with targeting and stuff like that. It's like, what would be the point of Captain America needing a team then?
Yeah.
That's why I never liked fucking Superman. Cause it's like, there's no point of him even being in the... I mean, he's just like, he's fucking boring-ass character. Where he has fucking power, and he makes up power as he goes along with it, too.
Oh, that's what's always annoying me with him. It's like, oh, he's finally found a way to beat him. It's like, oh, hang on, he's got an extra power that we didn't know about. Oh, for fuck's sake.
I don't have a problem with him being able to move fast, but he should not be able to be faster than the Flash.
Oh, God. But even then, like, in that part when they run off, at least the Flash is dodging through the enemies and getting them taken. Superman just flies in a fucking straight arrow. It's like, you're dumbass. Superman, fly in a different fucking direction, you dickhead.
He's stupid in this movie. That's right. He's stupid. He's like, we're not even, like, not him for his dialogue or whatever, but everything he does is that's supposed to be a tactic or something like that. It's all stupid. It's not strategically planned or anything like that. He's just taking blows and shit like that.
Yeah. He's literally stepped out of Man of Steel and onto the cartoon screen with this shit.
Oh, yeah. No, he said I can take more hits than this now. This is a cartoon. And now on to Cody's favorite character, Cyborg. This nigga, fuck this dude, man. Fuck this dude, black asshole. That had been the worst character in the fucking movie. I ain't gonna say worst character. He had the worst fucking origin story I've ever seen.
A guy playing football who was upset that his dad didn't come watch him play.
You don't pay attention to me, Dad? Well, I bet if I touch this, you would... Oh, shit, it's a bomb.
How fucking ignorant could the dickhead be to grab a device he has no idea what it is that's starting to flash and realize, oh, shit, it's going to be a bomb and blow the shit out of him?
No, we didn't talk about this the first time I reviewed it, but he got blown up and created as a cyborg with technology of fucking Apocalypse.
Yep.
That makes him a part of Apocalypse. He knows their technology whatsoever and everything that runs with it. Darkseid should be owning his ass, pretty much. And then they tried to say it was like nanobites infused with him and stuff like that. I was like, what the fuck? They found a way to complicate Cyborg into more. They pretty much turned him into the Blue Beetle.
Oh, God.
Jeez.
People are like, what the fuck is the Blue Beetle? It's a DC character where a scarab gets attached to him and it pretty much owns his body. I mean, Blue Beetle doesn't control it, compare it completely, I mean, but I would say the same with Victor Stone here, whatever, because it seems like these nanites control pretty much everything. He didn't have any control of it, barely.
Fuck my life.
Oh, yeah, I had to be turning to this for you to pay attention to me, Dad. Oh, I love it. His dad found some alien technology that's coming to destroy the world. This nigga's worried about a fucking scout in his football game.
God, no.
Fuck sports. No. I'm sorry. Fuck sports.
No, it's fucking origin. No. No.
Can't you wait to see that in a live-action movie?
No.
That was one of the... I'll say this. Fuck sports, seriously. People that put sports on such a fucking pedestal. Because probably some motherfuckers out there is like, that's an important game right there, though. Scouting's game?
His dad is so right, where it's like, hang on. We live in a world that people can fire faster than a speeding bullet, and you think catching a ball is going to do anything different to what we're about to find out in the real world? And he's right.
He should be proud of his fucking dad. He got fucking alien technology or whatever. He's friends with the Flash and shit like that. And this motherfucker crying and talking about, you promised you'd be at this game, though. I saved you a seat at my high school football game. My high school football game, Dad.
Oh, fuck you, Victor. Ugh.
I remember seeing this. I was like, I don't want to see anything a cyborg after this.
Oh, God. I never gave a fuck about it before, but now I'm just seeing that shit. Good God.
Please, I'm on my knees right now, DC, begging you. Don't use this as a blueprint. I'm begging you.
Yeah, just skip this shit. I don't want to see the fucking origin. Please.
The problem with this is people like this fucking film.
Fuck.
They've actually gotten comments or whatever saying that they should use this for the blueprint of fucking Justice League movie or whatever.
Fuck off.
Oh my God, dude. Fucking cyborg. And then the fucking machine he was in, it just compiled onto his body and created him. I was like, what the fuck?
God, dude, fuck off.
It was almost like I was watching Iron Man Army of Technovore again.
Ugh.
I don't get why people like this. I mean, I'm not a fan of fucking Cyborg or Wonder Woman or any of this shit, but I know enough to know they fucked the origins up severely with all this shit. And it's fucking insulting to the characters.
Note. All of them are one-note characters.
Oh, more or less than one. No, Superman literally is a flying moron who has no intelligence at all. Wonder Woman is just a skank in a fucking outfit who is dumb and stupid. Batman is about as close as they got. Green Lantern's a fucking talking moron. Flash is just a wasted fanboy, as you said. Cyborg, football player whose dad didn't come watch him play. Oh, I'm going to be a hero now. Like, fuck off.
Ugh. Who's stupider, though? Superman or fucking Darkseid?
Yeah. Shit. That's a great question.
Darkseid comes in and says, I am everything. I am Darkseid. Blows everyone back. By the way, that big ass explosion he did, where he slammed his arms into the thing, where flashing them at the runoff. How the fuck did Batman and the rest of them survive that?
Yeah, they didn't show Batman kind of vanish from that. He just somehow was away from the blast.
No, they all came out of the rubble and shit like that. They all lived in the rubble. I was like, no way in fucking hell they would survive. Cyborg and Batman would not have survived that shit. Are you crazy?
Well, even then, the Flash took shelter behind Superman.
Yeah.
You pussy.
I like how Flash already knew he was indestructible.
Oh, yes.
There's no way in hell most of those characters would have survived that. Huh? Green Lantern's still running his fucking mouth, even after getting his arm broken.
Oh, my God.
Gets his arm broken and shit. Still talking shit.
Yeah, they it was really insane. The more I think about it, this is honestly one of the worst things I've seen from DC. I'm just in comic book general.
They made Darkseid indestructible. Then halfway through the film, this motherfucker is nothing.
Literally, he floats into their world, says that fucking line like, you know, I am death, I am Darkseid. And then he's slowly zapping with his eyes the city. How the hell is that taken over in him? It's like he's... What's he playing? What is he fucking playing?
Don't forget that Batman went to go save Superman.
Oh, he should have left the fucking cunt there.
I love it because Batman's plan, he says, we can't do this without our big gun. What did Superman add to that fight at the end?
Yeah, he got his ass handed to him and kidnapped. Yeah, real fucking
goddamn thing.
He had a goddamn thing. They already took his eyes out without Superman, and they already had his ass in that fucking portal without Superman.
But Superman.
I love it because in every format of the Justice League, whenever Darkseid shows up, they never have a plan of killing his ass. It's always just send him back to where he came from.
Yeah, but even if you, even in general, DC lately, with all their fucking heroes in their films, have never had a plan to take out the main villain. Ever. Dark Knight Rises, to Man of Steel, and to this shit. It's always just pure luck they fucking win. With no intelligence to their victory. It's really fucking insulting. Right, yeah. It's insulting. At least Marvel fucking know. They set up a character, they set up the origin, they set up the reason why they become the hero, and they do it correctly. This shit,
in the Avengers, you see Captain America giving the plans out and shit like that on what to do, how to save people, and what stuff like that. So, I mean, there's motivation there to see, like, they have plans and stuff like that on how to stop things. Where we see, like you said, Man of Steel and shit like that. Nobody's really planning anything in these films. They're just doing things.
Oh, God, yes. Hey, look how cool this looks. Like, if it looks cool, it looks cool. But without any substance behind it, it still means shit. Alright? DC gotta learn that.
Like, the fact that Superman would go fight a machine in the middle of nowhere instead of the machine that's destroying Metropolis.
Oh, look. I rewatched that last night. That shit makes no fucking sense.
Yeah, I'm sure we're going to talk about that when we get to that, because, yeah, that still baffles the fuck out of me. Why the fuck you went to the empty, deserted area to fight that machine instead of going to the one where the city is being blown up and shit like that? That makes no goddamn sense to me, but okay, whatever. I guess his super hearing didn't work that way that night.
Nope.
He didn't hear all the people screaming for their lives and shit like that.
Seriously, that movie, though.
And then this movie kind of wraps his way up with him taking his eyes out. Darkseid is still able to see, and they just, this is a nonstop action scene. I ain't gonna lie, I got kind of exhausted watching it. I was like, I really don't give a fuck about this. I don't give a fuck about any of this, actually.
Can anyone blame you?
That fight scene, though, should have meant more as an origin Justice League story with Darkseid. It's like, I've never felt so drained from a fight scene that I actually look forward to. I was drained out of my mind.
I mean, that's the problem with DC. DC just think everything visual is going to be entertaining. When there's no substance behind the fight, who gives a shit? And, like, you said, the plan, take out his eyes, or Wonder Woman stabs him in one eye, fucking Flash uses a crowbar in the other eye, it's like, that's, and then they even pretty much say, oh, well, he's still fighting back. Well, we got no plan B, but let's just keep fighting him.
Keep hitting him. Yeah, keep hitting him. So, I love it because Darkseid gets pissed when Wonder Woman takes his third eye, and he's punching the fuck out of her. She has no bruises on her.
Oh, thank
you. No bruises on her. It's like, see, this is why I don't like fucking Wonder Woman. It's like, can the bitch get injured at all? I mean, shit.
Yeah, but she was bleeding before. That's what made no fucking sense. And then you said he's punching the shit out of her. Nothing. No bruises, no cuts. Zero.
Not to mention, he zeroed in on her, dragged her ass across two buildings, and then just zeroed in, punching the fuck out of her. And no bruises, no blood, no nothing on her. I was like, what? She's fine right away. I was like, damn, they ain't even fucking put her down.
Strong female character, you see. She can take a beating from a man.
Oh, okay. That's what that is.
Well, at least that's the logic they probably go with.
Yeah, you're probably right. In today's PC world, yes, but...
And, I swear, I mean, that woman, she's fucking ice cream, that scene, still fucking stunning. Seriously, that is the worst fucking scene in this whole fucking film.
When she put the lasso of truth around that dude, and he was talking about, I wear a Wonder Woman outfit on at nighttime, because it makes me look powerful.
Yeah, God.
They crowbarred that shit in like a motherfucker.
Was that meant to be funny? Like,
it's meant to tell you psychologically, Wayne, that you should not be concerned about her costume is because she is a powerful woman.
You know, you should be concerned about your fucking outfit because it doesn't matter. If you look like a whore, you still look like a fucking whore.
Yeah.
It doesn't change the fact Green Lantern look like shit, fucking neon, fucking look like you stepped out of Batman Forever. Then, just every fucking thing about this goddamn film. So fucking sad that DC can't get this shit.
A sequel to it?
No.
You want to watch Mavis?
You guys have seen it, you reviewed it. We don't need to see that shit.
No, we didn't actually do that one.
Oh, motherfucker.
Thank God.
That one just came out.
Oh, sweet. I thought you guys had seen it. Oh, fucking hell.
No, I saw it, but I don't have a lot of good things to say about it. So, Matter of fact, they even make jokes in there, but you know.
It could be as bad. Do they act the same as the fucking idiots like this in this one?
Oh, God.
Oh, God, they do. Jeez.
Oh, God. Here's the thing. You got Aquaman in there. There you go. He's on camera more than they are, huh?
Who gives a shit about Aquaman either? Seriously.
Jason Momoa does. That's
who. Oh, Jason Momoa. That motherfucker is trying to cram that shit into being interesting. It's like, no one gives a shit about Aquaman. No one.
I do feel kind of sorry for him because he is trying to cram that shit to be like, it's cool. It's like, bruh, nobody gives a fuck.
He's desperately trying. I could see, and the problem is when you know the film's out, he's going to be trying his hardest to look badass and tough. And it's like, it doesn't matter if it's not written fucking right, motherfucker.
That shit's still going to look cartoonish. Especially when you got the world's worst action director working on your shit, too.
And you know what? You are 100% right. He is the world's worst action director. He's shit.
You can't see shit.
His visuals can look stunning, but yeah, when it's just shaky and Superman fly across, it's like, fuck, you can't tell what the hell's going on. But, it looks cool because it's tough. Fuck off, Zack Snyder, you cockhead. Seriously.
I know that DC has a lot of people that working on their films that we just don't understand here at Movies World. James Wan, I don't think we've ever understood him. I don't know why people like him, to be honest.
Who's James Wan again?
He's doing Aquaman, and he did the last Fast and Furious film.
Yeah. James Wan. No, the motherfucker, what did he start with? Saw. So how the fuck do you get Saw, Fast and the Furious, that? Seriously.
Oh, yeah, he's very popular, but me and Cody, we just don't like him. We just don't like him.
This dickhead's Australian, and I'm saying fuck him. Seriously, he's a fucking idiot.
Yeah, people love his action films, though. Action.
I don't know why.
Is this fucking dickhead the one in charge of the new Star Trek?
Is it him?
I know the guy who directed Last Fast and Furious is doing Star Trek.
Star Trek guy is Justin Lin.
Yeah, it's Justin Lin.
Same thing.
It's close enough, yeah, you're right. Might look the same thing to me.
Both fucking idiots. I'm over DC. You've lost me. You really have.
How about that ending, though, when they said they're the super friends?
Oh, God, yeah, the seven super friends. Oh, fuck.
And about how a cyborg dad was finally proud of him.
Yeah, he's finally turned up to watch him. And it's like, you should be proud. Your dad's a... Well, why? Why do you be fucking proud? He should be fucking proud. He made me this shit.
I think his son never once said thank you for saving my life, but, you know, hey, okay.
Ignorant, he's bit.
Then not to mention Superman, his last line was like, we're not even a team. And then Wonder Woman saying, I can get used to this, and they hold hands, and then her old boyfriend walks away, and that sets up for something else, you know? Hey, guys,
Well, big fucking deal. Seriously.
You think that's going to happen in the movie, Cody?
Wait, say that one more time.
You think that's going to happen in a live-action movie, Cody? I know he's not paying attention, Wayne, so you got to ask some questions every now and then.
Well, you know what? The sad part is I reckon they will pull that shit off in the movie. They'll make a love triangle between Lois and Wonder Woman and this fucking ignorant dickhead man of fucking steel.
Actually, it's going to be Batman, probably, just from the trailers of Dawn of Justice.
Batman wouldn't go near that shit. Too busy doing what he's got to do.
You should read these articles with the interviews that Gal Gadot has been getting or whatever about her relationship with Bruce. But
don't. You better be joking. Have you seen? I'm going to ask you that. Have you seen it yet?
I see it on Tuesday.
Oh, you motherfucker, we're seeing it at the same time. Oh, shit.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I've never been so uncaring about seeing a movie in my life, especially coming off this shit. I just have no interest in a DC property at all.
I will say this is probably not the best movie to watch if you were already on the edge with DC going into one of their biggest films to come out.
You don't say.
Yeah, so.
But like you say, this gets a lot of good positive reviews. How?
People like it.
Watch this, and then you watch a Mask of the Phantasm or some shit like that. You cannot compare the two. It's not possible.
I remember when I broke down the problem with this film to someone, they just said, but you gotta admit though, it was still cool to see. And here, I kid you not, a lot of black people like this movie too, because Cyborg, they feel like they made him an important role character in here.
Oh, God. It doesn't matter. Seriously, if the character's not done interesting, it doesn't matter if he's black, white, Mexican, fucking dwarf. It does not matter. If it's not done interesting, who cares? Fine, let's make Superman from fucking Mexico and have him, oh, si, senor, Espanol, fuck off, bullshit. Who cares? Oh.
I know.
You know what? They're going to start doing that shit. They're going to start, oh, we need to change the characters around, have different origins, you know? How would it be if, you know, Superman's spaceship landed in Tijuana, Mexico, instead of fucking Smallville? Ooh,
he'd have been a cartel dealer now.
He'd be lazy. Would have been cool, he'd be fucking lazy. He'd be having siestas every fucking 10 seconds. He wouldn't be doing jack shit.
He'd have a fucking margarita and taco every day.
He'd be, instead of working for a fucking bloody newspaper, he'd just be a janitor at some school or some shit. Fucking
I would have been fine with that compared to what his dumb ass was looking like in this fucking film. Fuck this film. I hate this fucking film. I despise every bit of this. I'm glad you finally got to saw this masterpiece, Wayne.
Oh, yeah, honestly. I mean, I've heard the bad things you guys said about it, but and then, like, even people who are listening to this now who haven't seen it, oh, yeah, it sounds pretty bad. Nah, you don't know. You don't fucking know until you really watch this shit. They really take a shit on the whole legacy of the Justice League. And a big fucking shit.
They take a shit on the villain as well, too.
Oh. But Cody, you think Batman was done good, though?
Yeah, he's done to perfection. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Cody didn't rewatch this shit, so he don't even know what the fuck he's talking about.
No, I remember it very well.
That's why he's, like, spacing out and shit right now.
Batman was great.
He's like, I don't remember shit of this. I'm not trying to remember this shit. I'm telling you right now, he didn't rewatch this shit.
What, would you?
You know good and goddamn well I don't have to rewatch this shit. Come on now. This is my number one worst film, a superhero film, whatever. I ain't rewatched this shit.
Yeah,
fucking hate this movie.
Oh, shit.
Fucking yeah. I remember every fucking scene in this goddamn movie. It's been the last. I watched it 3 times before we reviewed the first time. To see if this something was just wrong with me. Maybe I really was. I just didn't like DC or whatever. I was like, nah, this can't be as bad as I'm fucking thinking. And then, you know, reading reviews on my everybody liked and shit, and I'm looking at like, ah, maybe this is just fucking me or whatever. But I was like, nah, fuck it. I don't care what Cody and CJ at the time was going to say. I was like, this movie was fucking awful. Shit. That was fucking awful.
Oh, man.
But I think the DC fans are so just, it's like they'll just accept anything now. They really will. As long as it looks cool, they'll accept it.
Yeah, definitely.
And they just accept it. They're like, oh, it looked cool. It was visual. Yeah, the action was good. I'm like, no. It's really, it has I call it the Phantom Menace effect. When you have a great fight scene, but it has no fucking, like, there's no care in it. There's no substance behind the fight. It doesn't mean anything. You can't relate to it. And this is just, it's fucked. Every fight, you're like, it's just brawn versus moron and stupid versus dickhead. Who cares by the end of it?
And well, technically, it was just one big ass fight with Darkseid in this movie, so.
And that's what worries me leading into Batman vs Superman. It's like, are they just going to have one big fight that has no, you know, nothing behind it? If that's
you mean kind of like Zack Snyder's last film?
Yeah, exactly. But you base a whole movie around that shit. What the fuck are you going to have? It's going to be just dull and fucking boring.
I'm shocked you rewatched Man of Steel so soon already, by the way.
Oh, no, because Jamie hadn't seen it for a long time, and she couldn't remember it, and I couldn't imagine why she couldn't remember it, so. And, I'm going to tell you this, people, seriously, we put it on, they're like, oh, we'll watch it, you know, because we've got to see it in a fucking next piece of shit. She fell asleep in 5 minutes. Five fucking minutes, and she was out before Krypton even blew up. Woke up 50 minutes later. I was like, oh, what's going on? And she's like, and she could follow the movie still, fucking after losing an hour's sleep while watching the shit.
That's impressive.
And that's the detail of story, Man of Steel. You can't, an really hour no, missing and you know what's going on.
No, there's really no story in Man of Steel, that's why.
Fuck. Codex just fucking shit, horseshit.
Just shit that's just happening and blowing up for no reason.
And, you know, I must say, without spoiling the review for next week, I never realized how boring that film was. Seriously.
It's boring. Superman doesn't talk. He's just there.
Boring.
Of course, he's fucking boring.
Well, I'm talking about that last fight. That shit went on for a whole hour. And you just sit there like...
fucking punching straight. That's what punching.
And, you know, if you give it some kind of credit, the action was at least good, but all you see is a fucking cape in the background. So I'm just like...
Punch.
I don't see shit.
That's not fun at all. Who the fuck finds that fun? I have no idea.
Well, you remember Zack Snyder said, he's like, I wanted to see what it was like to show two gods fighting in a city.
I wish I would have saw that.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that he was able to see that, because I sure as fuck didn't see a goddamn thing happen, you know?
Gods.
You know, I think they had that already, too, Snyder. It was called Avengers with Loki and Thor. That was two gods right there fighting, and you could see every goddamn fist that was thrown. So that's not that hard to replicate, two gods fighting.
Where did you learn your training? From a farm? Oh, fuck.
Clash of the fucking Titans had more lookable scenes.
Oh, God, there. That is sad. Savagery.
Yeah, man. Is that Kraken?
I think I saw more visuals in that fucking Kraken than I did in that fight scene in Man of Steel. I was like, fights, man. That last action scene. If you thought this action scene here exhausted you, man, that Man of Steel, that would exhaust the fuck out of you.
Going. It was.
There's only awful. One way this review ends. With us hating it or us liking it. Like, what the fuck? That is one of the stupidest lines I've ever heard in any fucking franchise, too.
I know.
Only one way this ends. You die or I do. It's like, hang on. Motherfucker, you can't count. I wonder why your planet's fucking destroyed.
I can't wait to talk about this. So many problems with that fucking film. But let's start from another day.
Oh, yeah.
Well, not another day, but 2 weeks from now. Cody, what's your final thoughts on the war?
Justice League war, man. Well, obviously, I didn't really say a whole lot during this fucking review, so... yeah, I didn't watch it again.
What's the point?
I didn't waste my time with that shit. You're fucking mind. You're crazy. You're fucking terrible. It just based off the fact of that the worst origin story of all fucking time, that Cyborg shit, dude. Literally.
How do you know you wouldn't have liked it this time, though?
Oh, fuck off, he won. Fuck off.
You gotta give yourself the benefit of the doubt.
No, fuck.
You gotta give yourself a chance.
I'm all for giving shit chances, man, but fuck that shit. Once was enough for that goddamn one. That was the worst fucking thing ever.
No, you don't gotta give the movie a chance. You gotta give yourself a chance to give it a second chance.
No. No. No.
You gotta give it a chance.
You call me unfair all you fucking want. Fuck that shit. That shit was terrible. That was literally some of the worst fucking writing I've seen of all time.
Is that writing?
Whatever the fuck it was. Occurrence, anomaly, whatever you want to call it, whatever you want to describe it as. It's fucking terrible. Like you said, all the characters in here are shit. Fucking shit. Like when you said, the closest they get right is fucking Batman. Yeah, I was playing for it. Sure. Oh, yeah, we didn't do shit with me. Like you said, he's fucking lazy. Lazy as shit. He doesn't do anything right. Nobody does anything right. My God. Did it turn the Flash into a one-dimensional character? Which, I like the whole fanboy aspect of Flash. I don't mind that so much, but give him more to do than just fucking that. He ain't gave him shit to do.
Do you remember anything else he did in this movie?
No, he didn't do anything else.
He brought burritos. He stole a line from Deadpool. He wanted to chug a chugger.
Oh, thank you.
And it turned Superman into this one-note brute. Had no characterization whatsoever, even less than the Man of Steel, which is shocking.
How's that possible? This movie came out a month after Man of Steel. How the fuck is that possible?
I did not know that was possible to give Superman less characterization. That fucking film. I was like, wow, they did it.
Is this how Superman is in the New 52? Because I know these characters are based off 52 still.
Jesus Christ, man. And I've been trying to give Superman chances over the years, too. I've been trying.
Oh, yeah. I pulled up an old comment of yours that you left on the Man of Steel talk we had before we saw the movie, whatever, where you said, this trailer, I don't know, it feels like they're bringing some death in.
I tried so hard. I'm trying to get it. I was like, hey, man, he's like Cyrus, man, do it. Nope, nobody is apparently. yeah, like you said, Wonder Woman. Fuck, damn. Just the ice cream scene alone. What the fuck was that?
She's a strong female character, Cody.
Strong female complaining about some fucking ice cream, pulling out her sword and shit.
Fucking what? Bitch raises her sword in the air and raves about how nice ice cream.
Fuck. So it's okay. Man was the threatening ice cream person for some ice cream, but a woman does it. It's just wrong. Okay, you guys are sexy.
What the fuck? Dude, that shit was horrendous. Not to mention Michelle Monaghan, like I said before. Some of the worst voice acting I've heard in my life. My fucking life, my entire 25 years of living thus far.
That's funny, you never talk bad about the voice acting in these movies.
Yeah, we never do in these films. They're like, oh yeah, voice acting's cool. That's pretty much a given. But no, not with this fucking Michelle Monaghan.
I think he's starting to remember the P1.
Yeah, I know. He's starting to remember now.
Like PTSD. Oh, God, Michelle Monaghan. What the fuck is wrong with you? Why? This is the worst performance I've ever seen. Probably ever. from a fucking woman. I'm not gonna lie. This shit is terrible. My God. Did I miss anybody? Shazam. That number to say about him. He's fucking stupid.
Green Lantern. Dark,
yeah, I talk about Green Lantern and him being a fucking joke.
Yeah, Shamar Moore plays Cyborg. Hey, Wayne, take a guess on who played Superman. Did you know who that was?
Who was Superman? Yeah, Alan Tudyk.
Who?
Alan Tudyk.
That was Superman?
Yeah, that was Superman.
I remember he was in the movie. I forgot who the voice though. Okay.
And guess who played Batman? It was Jason O'Mara.
Jason O'Mara, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was. I mean, he's not terrible. He's just okay, whatever.
Alan Tudyk was Superman, though. That's what he did, though.
You're strong. I like you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Superman, for that great analytical assumption right there.
It's Steve Blum as Darkseid.
God, Darkseid. One of the most epic villains of all time. You reduce him to this shit. Wow. Speechless. This is one of the biggest pieces of shit I've ever seen within the comic book universe, whatever you want to call it. Copying them, everyone described this shit. It is fucking awful, man. Top to bottom. There's not a goddamn thing nice to say about this film. Even the animation, I hate the way it looks.
Yeah.
Like, all these new DC films follow this same fucking look. I guess they're all sequels to one another.
Starting to be sequels to each other now.
It looks terrible. I hate the way it fucking looks. I think the last one that looked good was Justice League Doom or fucking Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah, it was Dark.
Everything else looks, it's following this style. It's like some, faux anime style, kind of.
Bruce Jenner's not there no more. That's why.
No, he's not there, unfortunately.
That was one of the best things about the anime. The animation of the movie looked different.
Yeah, it just doesn't fucking help whatsoever with this terrible fucking writing going on here, man. So I can't get this anything but the mightiest of mightiest fuckings, man. It's incredible how bad this fucking film is. Really, it truly is. Like P1 said, I think it might be the worst DC film of all time. That's saying a whole lot. A lot. So, yeah. There you go.
I think it's up there with Fantastic Four, Virgil.
It's up there with Fantastic Four, Captain, Batman and Robin. Oh, yeah. Forever.
I think Batman Forever is better than this.
Probably. Oh, damn.
It didn't fuck up as many characters.
Yeah, that's the thing about this movie is... We've never seen an ensemble like this get fucked up.
Yeah.
I don't even like the X-Men movies, and I don't even think they fucked up characters as much as they.
God,
I've never seen this much fucked up characterization of characters.
Oh no, there's nowhere near this. Like, actually, you can say what you want to ask your name. There's nowhere near this. I can tell you that right now.
And this shit was just mind blowing. Wayne, final thoughts?
It's fuck it. It is beyond an almighty fuck it. Honestly, I don't know what else. Is there one thing positive at all that you guys could say about it? Honestly,
no. I don't want to watch this shit.
The only thing positive is that it ended. That is it. There is honestly not the music. Even most I could say, the music was good. Nah, it was shit. Animation, you're right. Shit.
Fuck.
Voice acting. Music. Shit.
The music was cheesy as fuck in this movie.
Yeah, there's no big epic Justice League kind of theme. Even the running time felt too fucking long. It's just there's not one fucking good thing about it. The closest positive thing I could say is Batman was slightly done all right, but he still wasn't good.
It wasn't good enough to rewatch this shit. I can tell you that.
Yeah. Nope. Honestly, I can only give this a huge fuck it, and hopefully. Fucking hopefully the live action versions of this shit are far better. But I ain't promising anything for that.
Well, if you saw Justice League Atlantis, you'd be like, these Justice League properties ain't looking too good these days. Jesus Christ, man. Well, you guys are trying to blend your animation with your live action is one big studio now, but I was like, I'm glad Bruce Timm kind of kept those separately back in the days, because this shit's getting worse as it goes on. I mean, the thing is, when you're good, you can only get better.
Mm.
And DC's animation started off so amazing and spectacular, and they just kept getting better and better. And then when Young Justice and Green Lantern came out, I was like, wow, we're in, what is it, 2013, I think, whatever, and we're still getting good shit from them at this time. And then Man of Steel came out, and they said, fuck everything else. Wow. I don't think I've seen that one good goddamn thing out of them since Man of Steel came out. Yeah, Man of Steel came out, then this shit came out. And then after that, it was just like, that they canceled Young Justice and Green Lantern. And then that Teen Titan Go shit came. And then that fucking Green Arrow shit came. And then Beware the Batman came. It was just like, man, I don't know what happened there. But yeah, y'all clearly just said, fuck it now. This movie is fucking abysmal. I think it's one of the worst things that ever got made. And I don't even just say DC. I think it's one of the worst superheroes. I don't even, Marvel or DC. I've seen characters get shitted on so much, whatever. Because one of my favorite things watching the Justice League is I always liked seeing how they came together. It was one of the things about the Avengers. You didn't really get to see so many shows about them coming together. So when the Justice League did it, you know it was always special when you saw it on TV and stuff. So watch this movie, because we haven't seen a Justice League thing since this since. Fuck, I'm thinking the animated series, right?
Because
Doom came out when the series was still going on.
Yeah, I think you're right. I'm trying to think.
I was hyped for this movie, man. I remember telling I went late night, Best Buy, right before they closed, bought the Blu-ray. Got ordered a pizza, sat in front of my TV, like on the edge of my couch and shit, and played it, and was just sitting there and going like, why the fuck is this terrible? Well, I started looking on the, I'd never look on the back of these. I was like, where's Bruce Timm's name? I know he didn't do this. I know he didn't do this. What the fuck is this? Green Lantern, man. Wayne said it best. I didn't think you could fuck him over any more than that movie did. And then this came out, and I was like, holy shit. I can't find nothing to like about him. Nothing. He's a fucking big mouth bitch in this movie. Whatever. It's like, dude, shut your fucking mouth. You know, they always say that about Spider-Man, and the main Spider-Man is like, oh, I liked it because he was talking. What I didn't like about it was he's getting his ass whooped. You can't talk shit when you're getting your ass whooped, okay? And you see the same thing in here, too. He's getting his ass arm broken and shit like that, whatever and stuff. And yeah, he's still talking shit. He's like, dude, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. I've never seen no one get their ass whooped that much and talk so much shit still.
Oh, there's only one person, and he's allowed to. It's fucking Deadpool.
Yeah.
But that's Deadpool. It.
Not you, Green Lantern. Wonder Woman. I've never liked this bitch, so fuck this movie. So, I've never understood why women gravitated towards her or wanted it. It's just like, oh, because she's super strong. It's like, there's a lot of DC and Marvel female characters that have super strength, though. There's a lot. I don't know if it's just because she's been put at the forefront or whatever, or because she can hang with the boys, as they keep saying, or whatever. But it's like, you know, Ms. Marvel can hang with, she can not only hang, but she can beat the Hulk. Okay, so fuck Wonder Woman. What the fuck?
If Wonder Woman's so interesting, why is she not getting her own film first? And she's being brought into a film with two of the major players.
Thank you. If she's so fucking interesting, why the fuck this movie wasn't made years ago then?
Thank you. You know what? Because she ain't fucking interesting.
I've never read anything that I found her interesting at all or whatever. Okay, she has a lot of money. Okay, she comes from an island full of women of warriors. Okay, she's strong. She has everything handed down to her, armor and knives and swords. Like, okay, great. Huh. She gets all the good-looking guys. Right? It's like, huh, all right. It's like she has no fucking flaws whatsoever. It's like all the flaws that happen in her life is never happens to her. It always happens to people who are in her life. Never happens to her. As long as we're a fucking bitch of a mother.
And I'm sorry. Like a guy does not find a perfect woman like that hot. You got to have something fucked up about you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, take me for example. You got to have a flaw. There's no way in hell I'll say yes to this unless she had a flaw. Because I know she's going to turn me down later.
Well, I tell you, at the moment, she's got a lot of fucking flaws, but not the ones we find attractive.
Yeah, exactly. Because I can't say, well, fuck you then, you ice cream eating bitch. I mean, what kind of insult is that then, Wayne? You know, back
then. Yeah, I was going to say, she'd be like, ice cream. I love ice cream.
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah, I bet you like a dick in your mouth too. Whatever. That's what kind of shit I would do to her. I'd put like a hole in the cone, and then put my dick in there. Whatever. So, like, yeah, it's a chocolate ice cream. Yeah, good with that. Got some strawberries for you in a minute. You keep doing that.
Have you ever tried a hot dog, bitch?
And then I would ask her, you feel strong now? You feel powered up? I got your empowerment coming, girl. Yeah. All over your face. but yeah, fuck that cunt. Shazam was pointless. Flash was useless. You don't even remember what he does in the film. Darkseid, I think this is the biggest insult in villain history. I think it was more of an insult than Jim Carrey as a Riddler. I think it was just insulting.
Don't leave out Electro.
Oh shit! How could you leave out Electro? Come on! I think as much as I hate this character, I think it was even more insulting than Two-Face. I was.
Oh. Damn.
This Damn. Character was terrible. Darkseid not meant to be this stupid ass fucking brute that just comes down and want to take over the world. The thing that I liked about Darkseid is that not only is he stronger than Superman, that he can match the brains of Batman and stuff like that. I mean, he's like just this, he's the ultimate villain of all time. He's the ultimate DC guy when you go to whatever. And to see this retarded looking fucking baboon come in here, I was like, wow, he really just don't give a fuck even about these characters. I am Darkseid. I was like, are you serious? That's his fucking line? That's the fucking line he has?
Oh, yeah. That's
the same. And then the plan to kill or take out the most biggest, baddest villain in here, take his eyes out, fuck this movie. Low fucking. I hate this fucking movie.
Yeah, good. Did you hate it more the second time or the first time?
I didn't rewatch this shit.
Oh, well.
I saw it three times, remember, back to back, so.
Oh, fuck.
So I was analyzing it before we reviewed it that first time we did it or whatever. So I was analyzing it three times like, nah, it ain't me. This movie just sucks ass. And I was like, if Cody and Zeta don't agree with me, then fuck them two niggas. This movie sucks ass. All right, shit. This movie was fucking terrible. It was fucking terrible. Everything about it, even the fucking music was cheesy as shit. Batman fighting Superman. That was like the most unbelievable shit in this goddamn. I was like, wow, at least Dark Knight Returns, we tried to make it fucking look believable. This shit don't even give it a chance.
Hmm. But yeah, people seem to like it. Fuck knows why.
But it's animated and it's DC. And they just remember the old days of DC's animated. They just say, it's the same thing, isn't it? This just goes to show you that a lot of these people that like today's animation of DC, they never pay attention to the story of the older DC animation.
God, no. They don't. Nah, gone.
Terrible. Fucking terrible.
Breaks my heart to hear that. Especially for DC fans.
Yeah, but is it going to get any better? I fucking doubt it. I really do.
Hey, what are you talking about? Wonder Woman 2017.
Yeah, like I said, is it going to get any better? I doubt it.
Cody's looking forward to that movie. Such a...
I really am.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
He's all about empowering women.
Yep.
Just add Julianne Moore.
Could not give a shit in the slightest.
Did you bring up that Julian Moore shit again?
You couldn't give a shit, Wayne. What? Oh, wait, Cody, he's a sexist. He's a
sexist son of a bitch. What sexist is that rant I went on?
I know. I can't believe you, Wayne. I can't fucking believe you, Wayne. How could you say
that? I thought I was bad when I was drunk. Nope. Wayne takes the cake.
Oh, my God. How could you say that, Wayne? Come on. Don't say that. Don't say that. F hope.
Hope. Oh, yeah, hope. Yeah, that's the fucking tagline for all fucking DC this time. Hope.
Gotta have hope. Superman's turning this field into a war zone.
Wow. Wow.
I've been wanting to say that all week, guys.
I don't know how to respond to that.
I've watched a lot of Punisher or Daredevil season 2, so yeah. So, yeah.
Don't compare that to this shit, please.
That word has came up a lot of times in my past binge-watching, and I just couldn't wait to say that about Superman, his destruction, as he turns Metropolis into a war zone. Sorry, I said it twice. Sorry, I said it twice. I felt good. Yeah, I felt good, Cody. I felt real good. I got it out of my system now.
Did
you know? Was I the one that caught that, by the way? War zone, get it?
I caught it.
Yeah, cool, Cody. You cool. I caught it. I like that. You're still a sexist, Wayne. I can't believe you.
nothing wrong with being a sexist.
Well, I think Wonder Woman's going to be a see it.
That is Wonder Woman. I'll tell you that. It'll be a fuck it. Without a doubt. Without a fucking doubt. She's uninteresting, boring. They're just going to try and glamorize her by making her look like a slut. And who gives a shit? Seriously. Fuck that.
You got the great Gal Gadot playing her. What are you talking about?
Yeah, a woman who can barely speak English. Okay, wonderful.
Yeah, and can't act neither. But
yeah,
okay.
Can't act, skinny, scrawny. Biggest fucking film is Fast and the Furious. Yeah, wonderful. Great fucking choice.
Hey, DC loves Fast and Furious.
Apparently, that's what their fucking benchmark is. That's what they're aiming to do. Just Fast and the Furious for the Justice League. It's not fucking image I wanted.
Wait, sounds bad.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What is the famous line from Fast and the Furious? Like, oh, electro pseudo cuz fucking shit. You're going to put that kind of crap into this fucking world. Do not care. at all.
It's Ejecto-cito, cuz.
Fucking Batman pulls that shit with the Batmobile, I'll walk out.
Oh, shut your mouth, don't say that. They'll never stoop that low now, come on.
Don't speak too soon.
They'll never, no, never. I'll never say that now. Nobody will ever stoop to that level of writing.
Pockets ain't empty, cuz.
Okay. That's the end of the show now. It has been spoiled. Wow. That was another spoiler in the movie. So, this nigga did not just tell me. Alrighty then. Wow. Alrighty then. Well, Wayne, next time it's your anime, shut up, Cody. Just shut your fucking mouth up right now, goddamn shit. Like I said, my pockets ain't empty, cuz. Goddamn.
Oh, wow.
And they wanted to make that nigga Green Lantern. Goddamn.
What, really? I never heard of that.
Yeah. Tyrese Blackham.
I thought Paul Walker. What the fuck?
What? Tyrese would have said that line. Shit.
No, that was Paul Walker.
What? No, Tyrese said it first, remember?
Yeah. Oh, I don't remember that.
Oh, my God. Tyrese said that line first.
Paul Walker just said it.
I haven't even seen the movie, and I know fucking Tyrese
said it. I only saw that movie once.
That's why Paul Walker ends the movie with that line. They laughed.
I do not remember at
That's why he drove into a tree.
How could you forget about the great Tyrese, Cody?
No, I remember him saying some dumb shit, but I thought Paul Walker said that first.
No.
I had no idea.
Yeah, that's why they ended the movie with that line. It was a line that he said at the beginning of the film.
Okay.
Hang on. They say that line twice.
Yes.
Oh, for fuck. Jesus Christ.
It was right before Tyrese ate that other cop's food.
What?
Yeah, because he was hungry, cuz.
I haven't seen this fucking film. Remember that?
He was hungry, cuz.
Roman.
Yeah, he's hungry, cuz.
So we want to remember. Remember, diversity made that film big. Just remember that.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, diversity made it all $1 billion. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Stupidest fucking comment I've ever heard. Well, Wayne, animation is your turn next.
All right. Well, I'm going to go for something a little bit more recent, something that just recently come out that I'm curious to see. I've heard mixed things. I'm wondering. I'm sure
Batman Bad Blood film, isn't it?
It would be that, yeah. I have no idea. I'm sure you've seen it. I haven't seen it yet.
Why can't we do like old shit? Fuck.
We kind of did already all the old shit.
That's I was going to say, we're getting through some of the old shit. Got to save some of it.
There's still a few things left.
And it's only recent, so I was like, oh, well, who knows? I've heard mixed things, so it's probably going to be shit. So.
Fuck.
He's like, I heard mixed things, so it's going to be shit.
Well, anytime you hear half positive, half negative, it's going to be shit. So.
Have hope, Wayne.
Fuck hope.
Oh, who knows? It's a sequel to Batman and Robin, right? Versus Robin. So, you guys liked that one, didn't you?
Is it a sequel to it, though?
No, that's not a sequel.
No? Okay.
All right. I don't think it's a sequel to it, but I think it's had some of the same voice actors, but not, yeah.
Oh.
It falls in that line where Cody says it's the same fucking animation and shit. Okay. That's why. All
right, well, fuck my fuck my thought then. Continue.
Yeah, I'd fuck your thoughts.
Yeah, you would.
Yes, that is that. Well, that's the choice I'm going with. So.
Okay, Wayne. Well, man, I guess we. What was that shit called again? Is it Bat Blood or some shit?
Batman, Bad Blood.
Can we just review the table?
Like Taylor Swift. Yeah, I was about to say that.
Just review that instead.
Review what?
Can we just review the Batman parody, Bat Blood?
Oh, yeah. Okay,
that'd
be much better.
That's funnier.
Oh, that's awesome. I did like that. The only time I like fucking Taylor Swift.
Oh, man.
All right, then, people. That's another edition of Spoiling the Movies. I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Next time we come back, we're talking about that fucking last son of fucking Krypton again.
I know you're excited about that, Wayne.
Oh, don't you? I have so much to say about that fucking film.
We all do, actually. Sure, we all do.
It's been 3 years in the making, so.
Yeah. And the great thing is, by the time we're doing that review, we'll be also able to talk about the sequel to that fucking film at the same time.
never thought I was going to see this movie again, but goddamn, well, life's full of surprises. Oh, well.
your movie watching is going to be full of surprises, huh?
Yeah.
I can't wait for my turn again.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, so, well, people, hope you enjoy our misery for this. So.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back another time for Man of Steel. Later, bastards.
Later, you beautiful bastards.
I never thought I'd hear those words. See you, motherfucker.
Objecto cito, cuz.
Oh, fuck you.
Cody's pockets are never empty, cuz.
We tried it your way, now we do it mine.
Shazam!
You're not just some guy in a bat costume, are you?
This world is mine.
Time for some teamwork.
This world belongs to everyone!